I wanted to ask you, what's your definition of identity?
I would say it's just like, I would say it's who you are, what you do, like what impacts you have on the environment around you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it changes. Like, I think identity changes. Like, you have your personal identity, mm-hmm. but then you also may have, like, other people may think you have a different identity. So, I think it changes a little.
Has you said your family is one of the reasons that shaped your identity,
right?
Their values, that you know, and your own. Can you explain how your family has shaped you as a person you are today?
Right. Well, I think for a lot of people, family are like who you're closest with, just because.
Yeah.
Normally. As a young person, you would live with your family, I have always been around my family. I don't know. I think that would be something that like most people would say, mm-hmm. just because you're always around them. Some ways that they've really influenced me is values. Just instilling values in me, like all of my values to some degree are rooted in my family, like what I see, what my parents have taught me, and then those also like formulate into like viewpoints, like they're also very, do a lot of work around social justice and whatnot, just like the communities I've been able to be a part of, have all like had connection. A lot of them, not all of them, have had connection to my parents, and my family.
Have you ever experienced a loss of a family member that was close to you or someone that you looked up to?
Fortunately, I haven't yet lost any family member I was really close to. My great-grandmother died when I was younger, mm-hmm. and I remember that, but I wasn't super close to her. I was like 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. A good family friend of ours, yeah. Named Dr. Vincent Hardin. He was old. He was very old. He was like a young like teenager, mm-hmm. when in the civil rights movement.
Wow.
And he worked like with Dr. King, and others. He was kind of like he was a pretty close family friend, and he died a couple years ago.
Mm.
I looked up to him in a lot of ways. A lot of that was like as far as like social justice issues as well, though. But he definitely taught me a lot, and then when he passed away, actually he was in Philly when he passed away. He went to the Pennsylvania Penn Hospital.
Can you tell us some of the stuff that he talked to you about or that he shared with you?
I think so. I got to go on a couple trips with him. He taught me about so Dr. Martin Luther King would talk a lot about, and other leaders of the civil rights movement would talk a lot about, like, the beloved community,
of course,
and what that would look like. And I think he really brought that to life for me. Like, he taught me about justice issues and, like, racial issues. But then also he taught me just how to be a good person. Like, how, in the end, like, to be, to work on these issues. Like, it's all rooted. Yeah. All of this is, like, rooted in love and rooted in, like, being a good person. And when you take that personally, like, because there's a lot of people who may be aware of the issues, but, like, not take them personally. Because, like, justice is, for me, justice is, like, what love looks like and, like, good will for everyone. Respect looks like on a societal level. So, like, he taught me about the societal level. He also taught me about the personal level.
that's something I've never actually experienced. That's a, I think that would have a huge impact on me, like, if someone taught me something like that. To get that kind of insight from someone, that's... that's huge, to get the first-hand insight from someone that's actually lived through that kind of time and the racial discrimination, and to work so close with someone that we all know today, and for, you know, his beliefs and his rights, which you know, in our generation is we're so strong, even though it seems like we don't understand or respect, like, show respect as much as we do. I think we, like, some kids from our generation now, like, we take it more seriously than people believe. But yeah, it's totally correct that some, they don't take it as serious as it's supposed to be. Can you just tell us just about a time that you've struggled with something in your life?
Any specific things?
Have you ever had a struggle when you've looked to guidance from someone and, you know, they haven't been there, or, you know?
Well, I think, one time I struggled would be, I'm trying to think of a good one. I think I struggled when I was a little younger, when I was a lot younger, like fifth grade or so, fourth mm-hmm. grade. Just like coming to terms with like what kind of life my parents had chose, mm-hmm. and then like moving on from that, then I completely agreed with them, and it was like, it's crazy, like, the environment, like, there was a time when I didn't appreciate the environment that my parents brought me up in, and I think that was a struggle for a couple years, just like coming to terms with that, and slowly moving into, like, actually, I'm wrong, this is actually a great environment, and a lot of, and better than a lot of different environments that are out there. That other, some of my peers, some of my cousins have been brought up in or whatnot. So that was a struggle.
Yeah.
And I don't think, I don't think I got a ton of guidance through that, because I've never been one to like ask for a lot of guidance, I don't think I don't think I was really looking for a lot of guidance.
Mm-hmm. No. So, you know, you're, in a way, you got guidance even though you weren't looking for it.
Yeah.
Through your parents and, you know. It's kind of a surprise for me because I know how much you care about the environment and, you know. Which is totally a good thing because I know it really is because, you know, we should take care of, you know, the place that we live in, you know. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt unwelcomed by a certain group of people?
Yeah.
Like, has it been peers at school or outside, or when you tried to get involved in one of your clubs or activities and people thought that, you know?
Yeah. People aren't going to believe me, but when I first meet people, I'm, like, quiet and chill. I'm, like, which is, after I've known you a long time, that's not, like, I wouldn't seem like that. But, like, I am, so I think, I often, when I first meet peers or anyone, I'm more more uncomfortable. And that's happened like everywhere I've went, but it's especially like high school is a big transition, but like I remember when I started here, it was like hard to, but that was also like work and stuff in the beginning was just like, okay, I've got to look at how I do things differently. But yeah, I think any environment I go into that's just new, mm-hmm. like I like to be part of a community. So if I'm not part of the community in a certain place that I go to, it just feels weird for me. So like then like slowly I'll become more comfortable as I become part of the community more and more. But in general, yeah, I'm definitely uncomfortable when I'm like entering new places, yeah. especially when other people have been there.
Yeah.
Like especially when like everyone might know what's going on, everyone might like whatever inside jokes or whatever.
Yeah.
Like and then you're kind of not part of that yet. That can always be like make it a little harder.
Mm-hmm. To fit into that kind of environment when you
mm-hmm.
when you don't have a way of getting in. Yeah, that can be hard. That was us talking to Luke about things that, you know, people that were important to him that have helped him and shape him, and if he's ever felt unwelcomed or, you know, never able to fit in. And since we know that Luke is a kind of guy that, you know, is a big person that fit, like, you know, part of the community, and seeing this side that, you know, not this side of him that people think of it that is shy, that's a surprise to me, and I'm guessing most others. Now we're going to talk to Luke about a little bit more about family and what that means to Luke, and you know, if he's, because there's some people are tend to be close to their family at a younger age, and if like he's argued with his parents or like bumped heads about things that the ideas that they differ on, you know.
I was a crazy kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it wasn't even like ideas that we differed on. It was more just like me being a kid. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of, it was not like, I love my family, but my mom, she's like, and I don't even remember a lot of things, but my mom says that like she yelled at me a lot. And sometimes she'll feel bad about that because, like, now, like, me and my sister are, like, chilling. Uh-huh. But, I think I was just crazy. And then, also, like, my mom's stubborn-ish. Mm-hmm. I'm a little stubborn. Me and my mom were, like, stubborn both to each other.
Yeah.
And so, in general, like, just, and we've gotten over that.
Yeah.
I've matured, and she's matured maybe, like, as a parent.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, like, in general.
Yeah.
Like, she's, like, 56 or something. So she's, like, she's definitely matured. But, like, just, I think she's grown as a parent. I've grown as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not, like, that's what everyone yeah. does. But, like I mentioned before, definitely, like, fourth grade, fifth grade, yeah. I was arguing with my parents a lot about, like, values and ideals. Like, why do we gotta live here?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like our house. It looks beat up
mm-hmm.
or whatever. like, well, I don't really like my school, can I go to a different school? And, like, all that was, like, fourth grade, fifth grade. And then starting in fifth grade, just, like, changing my perspective. Because I'm a debater. I like conversations and debates. Not, like, debates, like, hardcore. Yeah, I do sometimes. But, like, just conversation. So I think just talking with my parents was one piece of it. And also just seeing what's real. Yeah. Like being woke, some might say, just to the issues around me. And like going to school and seeing them, coming home and seeing them, reading the news, seeing them, all that, just like, and then put that with the conversation that I had with my parents. Like, that is what created a change in what I thought, like, how I perceived the world.
Wow, that's intense. So, when do you think you started growing out of your,
young boy stage?
Yeah, young boy stage, if you want to put it like that. When do you think that part of you started to wear out a little bit as you got older?
Right. I like it's all gradual. I think sixth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, we had a mural arts program at my school, and I started seeing how some artists, one of he's a great artist, you might see his work around Philly, his name is Nose Go, and he was my teacher. He was like the mural art teacher for my school, and just I think seeing how him and Miss Jamie, who was also a teacher, were just like living as like adults and like as artists. I think that had a big impact on me for some reason. I just remember like that's what I want to do with my life, and then later that even transitioned to like even that, like it was like the step down, because I couldn't go from like I wanted to live in the suburbs, like of my course. Parents, like I said, they were middle class, they were upper middle class, they went to college, they went to good colleges. Like my parents could be, if they worked, if they had just chosen different lifestyles, they could be definitely living in the suburbs and like definitely like trying to be in the rat race, like trying to make more money, but they just chose a different like path. So, but part of definitely in fourth grade, fifth grade, I was like, let's just move to suburbs. Like, what, y'all are being dumb. And then seeing like a more artist lifestyle, and then that moved me into like their lifestyle. It was like a transition. It was like a step down from the suburbs, like you're, but then it was a step up from like probably where I am today as far as like how I viewed our lifestyle.
Of course.
So I don't even know. I've rambled on for a while there.
No, you're good. It's I think it's kind of interesting. So do you have a better like understanding of why your parents chose the lifestyle they did, and you have a greater respect for that now?
Definitely. I definitely do. And I completely agree with what they've chosen to. I completely agree. I that doesn't mean we necessarily think all the same things.
Of course.
Like, but just like, I'm glad they chose to raise me to live where, live where they did, work where they do, be in the communities that they're in, and then raise me in that, and my sister as well in that.
Yeah, there's not a lot of kids that could say that because of, like I said, my entire thesis and my paper that I wrote is basically the idea that a child that doesn't understand what it's like to have a little bit of loss, or the idea of to grow up somewhere where, where they don't have better understanding of what it's like in these places, then,
right.
You know, it's, they won't understand and they won't appreciate for what they have, and, you know.
That's true.
So
definitely, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so, like, seeing, you know, what your parents did and, you know, the respect that you have for that, I think that just shows that my point that even if, you know, you don't have everything in the world, having the understanding the ideals of what your parents are trying to do, or is just a big, you know, thing. Well, that was our interview with Luke, and him answering some of the ideas of how his identity has been shaped through the many things in his life, through parents, through close people to his family, and just how that shaped him to become the person he is today. My name is Aldo Tsawushai, and this is my podcast.
I like it. So, just, yeah.
Your parents, they're a big supporter of social justice, and, yeah. Have they always been like that, or was it something that, you know?
They both grew up in middle class, upper middle class families. My mom more so than my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And they both have a lot of siblings. They definitely when they were younger, when they moved to Philly, they started working for a Christian activist magazine.
Yeah.
That was like all about like nonviolent social justice, LGBTQ issues. And just like trying to be, which was like crazy back then.
Yeah.
And I think that was one thing that really, but even before that, they had to be involved to like get there. They just, yeah, when they were young throughout college, like my grandfather, one has passed away, but the other, he used to say the same thing about my dad, like, well, when they went to college, like, it ruined them, changed their viewpoints, because they were both very conservative.
Yeah.
Now they're both very liberal. And so they definitely changed as young people.
Yeah.
And definitely my mom spent some time, 3 years teaching in China.
Wow.
And living in China just with, like, people. Like, one lady who just lived there. Like, she just lived in her house. I think that definitely changed my mom a lot. My dad got to spend some time out in the United States as well. And then, yeah, they just slowly became more shaped and politicized.
Yeah.
As, yeah, it was. They've definitely come from a different background than where they're at now.
That sounds amazing. Have that, so they clearly have gotten a better viewpoint of what it's like, especially in the time period that they lived in.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's insane. Okay, that was me talking to Luke about his identity and how that's how that formed and how, you know, where he got his roots from that. Clearly, it was a lot to do with his family and how his parents were raised and the experiences that they got, and his some of his own because of the middle school that he went to, and you know. So now we're going to talk to Luke about significant loss and if he's experienced something like that and if that's shaped him as a person that he wants to become in the future or a person that he is now today. So Luke,